Silicon Valley is a place that operates on data, hard facts and numbers. Last month, Facebook released a report on diversity at the company, and the numbers weren't good.
Facebook says it has some work to do when it comes to workplace diversity. The company reported today that nearly 70% of its employees are men, and 57% of them are white. Hispanics represent just 4%, and African Americans comprise 2%.
But Facebook is hardly the only Silicon Valley firm struggling to diversify its workforce. Reports from Google, Yahoo, LinkedIn, and more all show a tech industry with demographics that are way out of whack with the nation and tech consumers. On the HBO sitcom Silicon Valley, it's a frequent joke.
These programmers, there's always a tall, skinny white guy,
short, skinny Asian guy, fat guy with a ponytail, some guy with crazy facial hair, and then an East Indian guy. It's like they trade guys until they all have the right group.
But it is a serious problem that tech companies are now paying attention to in a more public way. For the record today, fixing the sameness of Silicon Valley. Our three voices: a tech worker who left her job at a major Silicon Valley firm because she found it inhospitable to women of color, and two people trying to fix the diversity problem from different angles. But first, Angelica Coleman.
I currently work at Zendesk as the developer relations manager on the platform marketing team.
She grew up outside Boston, and after college, a lot of her friends started working as software engineers. Conversations were peppered with references to hacking and coding. She asked questions. They told her what a cool industry it was, and that was it. She wanted a career in tech. Coleman got a job at a small firm in Boston, and shortly thereafter, it was bought out by Dropbox. She moved to the Bay Area to work at headquarters as an administrative assistant. Immediately, she felt out of step with the place. How many other black people worked at Dropbox when you were there?
I mean, from looking around and counting, because that's all I guess I could say, I think there were 12.
Out of?
And the company's just over, like, 1,200.
Which meant that when she went out to lunch with her white coworkers, she felt left out.
Most of the conversations were around, like, white beauty products. I have no idea what those are like. Tanning solutions. No idea what that's like. Their family vacation houses, like in Palm Springs. No idea what that's like. Never once asking me, like, hey, Angie, what did you do this weekend?
She felt isolated, and Coleman's bosses started to notice.
The head admin would sit me down and say, I don't think you're engaging enough with the team. Some of the team members feel like you're not trying hard enough to, like, be friends with them, which was in no way what I was trying to do. It was actually almost the opposite.
Professionally, Coleman thought she was doing pretty well, but when she told the higher-ups, she wanted to break out of her admin role and move up.
I was told no. I was told I was not performing. I was told if I want to be anything other than an admin, I need to go somewhere else. And it was just really, really disappointing and disheartening.
And did any of that have to do with the fact that you're African American?
So I can't say for sure, like, if anything had to do with the fact that I was African American. Like, he never said anything to me like, you are black, this is what you are allowed to do. You know, people aren't that overt.
But she saw her white peers moving up, and as a black woman, she didn't have anyone to turn to in order to sort out what felt like unfair treatment.
People, especially white people, do not like talking about race. It is uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable for everyone. And luckily, if you're white, you get to avoid talking about race as much as you want, because you can just, you don't have to. But as someone who's a minority, race is everyday part of their life. Not having a single person inside of a company to ever express any of those, like, feelings, pain, questions, anything, it's extremely difficult.
Those are the kinds of concerns Laura Gomez thinks about every day. Gomez was an early employee at Twitter. Now she runs her own company.
I'm the CEO and founder of Atypica, a recruiting software company.
And its sole mission is to fix the diversity problem in Silicon Valley, which for Gomez is very personal. The whole industry felt impenetrable to her.
Totally hated tech.
Really?
Yes.
What did you hate about it?
I hated that no one looked like me.
Laura Gomez says things are starting to change. More tech companies are making their workforce demographics public and hiring diversity managers. I asked her if she thinks these new positions can make a difference, and she answered with questions of her own.
Are you giving the diversity head a budget? Are they working within all organizations, not only recruiting? Do they have the leverage to make sure that they're making the changes that need to be made?
Which brings us to Maxine Williams.
My name is Maxine Williams, and I'm the director of diversity at Facebook.
She believes her bosses are invested in change. But in the time since Williams joined Facebook in 2013, the company's diversity numbers have barely budged. You say people were on board, they understood why it was important, but at the same time, the numbers didn't match that revelation.
Yeah, I think there are different things you have to think about when one considers why those particular numbers were not different.
Williams says diversifying a workforce is about more than gender and race. So she says those numbers don't tell the whole story. The biggest obstacle, says Williams, is the so-called pipeline problem. The argument that there aren't enough diverse candidates who are qualified for these kinds of jobs.
Something like 4.5% of people graduating with computer science degrees are Black.
This is where Laura Gomez fundamentally disagrees.
It is not a pipeline issue whatsoever.
She thinks the responsibility lies with the companies, especially recruiters, who are guilty of hiring people who look just like they do and come from the same places.
One person will refer the person that they went to school with, and that school happens to be Stanford. And then that person happens to refer another person that happens to go to the same school.
However, both Gomez and Williams agree on this.
It's no use spending all this effort trying to get more diverse people at the company if you don't have a culture that can support them.
Again, this is Maxine Williams of Facebook.
I don't want people to feel that we have to be a place that uses blind as a suffix, where you have to say I'm colorblind or I'm gender blind or I'm sexual orientation blind in order to see people as your colleagues, in order to feel like you're being polite, that I want you to see these things as assets.
Laura Gomez told us it might have to get worse before it gets better because these are delicate issues. People are going to feel attacked and offended. Maxine Williams agrees. What's the biggest roadblock that you have faced?
I would say the biggest roadblock is sensitivity. We've done a lot of work to get people to understand it's okay to be vulnerable, to say what you don't know, to, with good intent, seek to understand the life of the other. So I think because people are sensitive to being considered exclusive or racist or sexist, it stops them from opening up to a place where they can learn and do better.
Change is hard, but it's not impossible. Angelica Coleman has landed in a good place. She left Dropbox, and now she's working happily at another tech firm.
It took a while to sort of build my confidence back up and remind myself that, no, you are a badass. You do so much. You are amazing. You are 25 years old and you graduated from a state school and you majored in history and like you are self-taught and you're passionate and you're motivated and any company would be like extremely lucky and happy and proud to have you as an employee.
We reached out to Dropbox, but they didn't respond to our request for comment about Angelica Coleman's story. But they did release a statement earlier this month, and in it they said diversity is a critical issue for the company, and they're sad to hear a former employee feels otherwise. They do not think her account is an accurate reflection of the company culture.